in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go right back into your phone calls, and we'll start things out with Steve in Colorado. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Steve, Colorado, going once. Do we have Steve in Colorado? You are on the air, Steve.
Great, thanks. Interesting couple of conversations I've had the last few days. Apparently, when Obama suspends habeas corpus in a prison camp in Afghanistan, which is legally identical to Bush suspending habeas corpus in a prison camp in Gitmo, that's okay with the Obama supporters, even though they complained loudly and longly about it, you know, when Bush did it.
What a surprise.
Right, exactly. The Obama DOJ's arguments for wireless, warrantless wiretapping, the Obama people that I've talked to, and it's been probably half a dozen in the last few days, think that that's just A-okay. You know, even though the Obama DOJ made the exact same argument in court that the Bush people made, for warrantless wiretapping, and they hollered about that, screamed and yelled.
See, it's okay now, because now Obama can use his powers against the enemies of Obama, see? And,
you know,
Obama's great, and he's only going to use it against the right people. Oh, Bush was bad because he used it against the Democrats, but now Obama's good because he
It's okay to make a man Superman as long as Superman's on your side, but when you're talking about, you know, Bizarro Superman, you don't want that.
Yeah, well, and I used the line straight out of Harry Brown on one of them, or maybe two or more, I can't remember, at least one. I said, you know, when you give a politician or a government that you agree with the power to do something that you think is good, you have thus automatically given the next administration that you might not agree with the power to do evil. You know, and the Bush people are finding that out now, the teabaggers, or whatever they're called, they're finding that out right now. But back to Obama, though. Also, Obama's building up of the troops and his cross-border skirmishes with Pakistan, and his de facto promise to not bring about 50,000 troops home from Iraq by 2012, and so forth. That's all okay too. I in fact called Obama a warmongering idiot to one of them. And they just, this guy just about flipped his lid. He couldn't believe I would say such a thing.
Right. You know, Obama, I saw the bumper sticker. I saw the Obama bumper stickers with the peace sign for the O. He must be for peace.
Must be for peace. Yeah, that's what I said. I said he was a warmongering idiot. And boy, this guy just couldn't believe I would say he's just like right out of, well, like you said, the bizarro world.
Don't tell me he immediately assumed you were a Bush Republican.
Oh, of course, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because you have to be with the other side if you do not work for us.
Right. Finally, only one of these guys that I talked to for quite a long time, and finally he said, "Well, Obama's better because people like him more." Only thing. After I had gone by issue, marijuana, warrantless wiretapping, state secrets, habeas corpus, the war, the surge, cross border firing in Pakistan, et cetera, all the same things. He finally just had to pretty much throw his hands up and agree that, yeah, I'm right. Essentially, there is no difference between Bush and Obama. It is essentially the third Bush term. But, hey, Obama's a nicer guy.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm almost speechless. I mean, it's just the cognitive dissonance is so thick, you can't even cut it with some people. It's just amazing. And it's the same mentality as when, you know, when we were criticizing the conservatives for following this Bush guy down the road to tyranny. I mean, George Bush dramatically increasing the size and the scope and the expense and the intrusiveness of the federal government. And the conservatives, when you point these things out to them, they just plug their ears and they would do the exact same thing. Well, you know, he's our man and it doesn't matter that he's not obeying the Constitution because the Constitution doesn't matter anymore. Don't you remember 9/11? 9/11 was when everything changed. Blah blah blah. It's the same old excuses, just from a different side this time. They just don't want to see. They don't want to see that they could have been wrong. That's really what it is, isn't it? I mean, that's what this all breaks down to, is they don't want to admit that they were wrong, that that by supporting this man who's turning out to be Bush the Third, that by supporting him and throwing all their weight behind him and putting the bumper stickers on and holding the signs on the side of the road and whatever their level of activism was in their support of Obama, that they were wrong about him, that it turns out that he is a warmongering, big government guy that's not going to do a darn thing to improve life for anybody.
Fooled you. Same old press. You know, hail to the new chief, same as the old
chief. But they don't want to be. They don't want to realize they've been fooled, even if it's quite obvious to them. The cognitive dissonance factor kicks in, and they'll just keep telling themselves that, well, he's a better man than Bush, even though he's torturing people, even though he's spying on people, even though he's fill in the blank, whatever tyrannical thing that he's doing. He's a better man. I like his smile.
Yeah, well, you know in all fairness, though, there are a lot of former Obama bots who are waking up, and there's already a lot of rumbling of dissension among those people, his supporters. And for it to be this early in a presidential term, to me, is pretty amazing. Usually there's more time for them to dupe their base and the public, and the public usually gives a new president a little more of a honeymoon period. But in this case, it's coming unraveled very quickly.
Yeah, I made a mistake early on. I said that Obama was nothing but Jimmy Carter, only black. And I think he's George Bush, only black.
Only black, yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
and he speaks better in front of a teleprompter.
That's true. The thing is that in 92, I was a huge Clinton supporter. Bumper stickers, crowds, mm-hmm. Holding mm-hmm. signs, et cetera. And by the time 94 came around, some of my conservative friends were jabbing me about, what about Clinton doing this? What about Clinton doing that? And I, instead of trying to defend Clinton, I was saying to myself and to them, what the hell did I vote for?
Yeah,
good for you.
What the hell did I put into office?
I wonder about this. I'm reading a book on cognitive dissonance, and they tell you in the book, look, you're not going to think this book applies to you.
Yeah,
and I swear, I don't think the book entirely applies to me. Certainly, I see some areas where, I fool myself into believing things that, may or may not be entirely factually based. But at the same time, I know that I'm capable of change over time. And
so is everyone, given enough time and given enough
encouragement. But they can sure give examples of where people will just look at the truth and say, no,
I don't believe it.
But, regardless of what party you're in, if you are in a party, you have to put your principles before your party. If you just follow the party line and you just listen to what they say and you parrot that, then really you're just a robot.
Sure.
But that's all the other parties are anyway, Wayne. It's just they have no principles, and the people that are involved in those in the Republicans and the Democrats have always been, well, I'll follow the party regardless of what the party says. This is my party.
Yeah.
It's the party of my parents. I've chosen it for myself. It's my party, right or wrong. There's no principle involved
except for
the principle of adherence to whatever they say.
But that's true. But, take the Republican Party platform. If you read it, it actually sounds pretty good, most of it anyway.
Yeah.
And they're not following even their own platforms.
Don't worry, the Democrats aren't.
How
either.
Many of the members have read their platform?
Well, if they go to the convention, they might, but you're right.
How many of the members go to the conventions? Not very many. Not
true.
Very many. Look, and thank you, Stephen, for the call tonight. I'm glad you brought that up because it's something that we're all dealing with. It's something that everybody that loves liberty is frustrated by. See, the cognitive dissonance, it's so heavy in our neighbors. But when you look at people's involvements in politics, most of it is just a passing thing. Like, they've picked their side. They're a Republican or they're a Democrat. And whatever the Republicans and Democrats say, they're pretty much on board with. They may have their minor disagreements here and there where they've paid attention enough to actually come up with their own opinion on something. Otherwise, whatever they say goes. But most people are just barely on the surface level of the issues. They're not really doing any serious thinking for themselves. For those that do take that next step, they may not get involved in the actual party politics. There's a very small minority of the people that consider themselves Republicans and Democrats that ever will show up to some sort of party membership meeting, let alone a convention. Convention, you've got to go to, if it's a state convention, you've got to drive to go somewhere. If it's just even a local meeting of Republican activists, you're talking about a very, very small percentage of those, the people that consider themselves Republicans or Democrats.
And it's the swing voter in the middle that really makes the decision as far as, you know, who gets to be president, as though that yes. position was supposed to matter in the first place, because it wasn't. And now it's turned into our new, you know, every 4 years we get a new king.
800-259-9231. Of course, the tax day thing, the tea parties were going on today. Inevitably, somebody's going to comment on that, and we'll talk about that, plus your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned. And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial up, bring up anything, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who sent us their validated photo to prove they listened to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and take a look and see what that's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com. Did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential, guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. As we continue here, taking your phone calls about whatever you want, it's Devin in Oklahoma. Devin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hello.
Devin, what's on your mind tonight?
I, in fact, went to one of the tea parties today.
Oh, very good. These were going on all across the country. I'm a little hesitant to throw my full support behind them because, well, it seems to me like they're just an excuse to promote Republican politicians and to get them elected back into office so they can screw us over like the Democrats are screwing us over. But nonetheless, I do support them in that it's getting people out, getting them active, getting them involved, and getting them meeting other like-minded people. And it's a great, I think it'd be a great recruiting opportunity for people to bring interested parties on board with this show and the Free State Project. So I think that there's some real positives to them. Plus, they're getting people excited about the idea of secession in many cases. And I think that's just all a net positive in general. What was your experience today?
Well, I was trying to be, you know, of course, optimistic when I went. I just really wanted to see what the ideas were floating around there and what this just kind of the general air was. You know, and I started talking to a couple people, and it was mostly they would start complaining about some local Democratic representative, or they'd start, you know, bad-mouthing Democrats. It was mostly the air that I got was a rather combative conservative feeling, really. And it didn't really seem – I didn't hear anything about, you know, it's our money, we feel to do what I want with it. It was more like them stomping their feet saying – hey, I want government to run things how I want them to be ran.
Oh, jeez.
That may not be true in all tea parties, but there's a lot of them that are taking the partisan approach, which I think is very counterproductive, because I think you have to show everybody the hypocrisy of the current administration and how they're just continuing the previous administration's policies, both foreign policy and economic.
But you're not going to get that from the Republicans, and those are the people that are behind these tea parties.
Well, some of them, but there's a lot of them, so you really can't say it's all of them.
Well, I'm not even going to say that every individual there shared the same feelings. I did, in fact, see one sign that said abolish the Federal Reserve, but, you know, that was really
one of those kooky Ron Paul supporters.
Yeah, one of those kooky guys.
So one bright light in a sea of ignorance, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I was, and I also took, you know, I've heard stories about the protests, the right to protest being denied around the nation, like people having to fill out forms to do it. And,
sure.
You know, I've read
permits.
A few stories on anarchyinyourhead.com about that. So I took the initiative to ask around and try and discern whether that was public property or private property, or if they had begged for permission or what, you know. And I finally got out of somebody that it was in fact private property. But before that, one of the, you know, some man came up to ask me and said, "Well, sir, I'm not sure what your problem with this is," because I was just, you know, directing questions to who I thought was the organizer, and I guess he thought I was angry that they were doing that on public property or something.
Wait a minute, was it on public property? Or I thought you said it was on private property.
It was, in fact, on private property, but he seemed to be getting angry because he thought I had some kind of, I didn't think they should be doing it there for whatever reason.
When,
in fact, I was just trying to clarify things. I mean, that was just kind of the...
So why were you asking that question? Why do you care whether it was on public or private property?
I was just curious as to whether or not they had begged for permission or not.
Yeah, he wanted to know if they went down and supplicated themselves to get a permit to have a tea party, which I think is a completely legitimate question to ask.
Yeah, I mean, that was just kind of a combative air that was there. I mean, he got rather short with me about all of it.
So anybody that's not obviously 100% on board with his agenda, he's going to get combative with.
Yeah, that's kind of what it seemed to me like.
Yeah. And so the speeches were pretty much partisan gobbledygook, right? Just the typical partisan nonsense?
I also didn't even stick around that long. I talked to one woman who I saw holding a megaphone at one point. I was, I didn't hear what she said. It was honestly, there wasn't that many people, and the megaphone was that loud. I don't know. I didn't really hear it, but I singled her out, and I talked to her individually, and she started talking about a local representative and going down the list of, you know, how he was bad and all these. He voted yes on this school board thing, and he voted no on this other thing, and it was some of the things were expansions of government, and some of the things were, you know, making it smaller, but it wasn't really a, you know, a freedom idea. It was that, you know, we think things should be done this way, and we want everybody to do this.
Right. It's okay. Yeah. Steal our money and just spend it in the way that we want you to spend it, and then everything will be fine. As long as our team is spending the stolen money, then everything is fine. It's just the same old partisan nonsense, just being rehashed, and they're putting a new, they're putting the threat of withdrawing from the union out there as a result of all this, and of course, the governor of the state of Texas has been getting a lot of press recently for suggesting the idea that Texas might just leave the union, and then 2 seconds later pointing out, well, I don't see the reason why we would want to do something like that, because the union is a great idea, and the union's wonderful. We want to keep it together, but, you know, we could leave. Should we want to leave? So it's like, it's such a mixed bag, you know. You want to give them credit where credit's due, and you want to praise them for even talking about the idea of secession, but at the same time, the more things change, the more they stay the same, apparently, because it's just the same old partisan politics just being rehashed. And of course, all of these Republican adherents are going to fall right back in line, and next time they're going to vote for their Republican candidates. Republicans, some of them will win, they'll get in, and they'll increase the size of government too, and the people will get fooled again.
Suckers!
Yeah,
to quote Harry Brown, like the last caller did, the only real difference between Democrats and Republicans is that Republicans campaign like libertarians.
And you can see it in full swing right now. I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate the look into what was going on at one of these tea parties today. I did not show up at the tea party, but I did come out for a sign waving, an anti-tax sign waving this afternoon. Apparently there was a tea party here in Keene where allegedly 60 people showed up, and some of the Free Keene folks went out there and had a fairly good reception. And I did a sign waving. Now, Mark, you know that down in Sarasota, where I come from, in Florida, I was the go-to guy for the tax day protests. Like, I would be out all day long, yep, waving at cars and
with a sign,
yeah,
honk if you hate taxes,
all by myself. And then later in the evening, I was usually able to cajole a couple of people into coming out and holding signs with me,
at least keeping you company.
Yeah, so I wasn't completely alone the entire time, but mostly I was alone in my anti-tax efforts on tax day. Today, there were at least 10 people out there when I showed up. And I didn't go out all day long today. I only went out for about 45 minutes because obviously dealing with other things. But wow, I've never been to such a large anti-tax protest. I mean, 10 people on the side of the road. And as I say, there were 60 people there earlier. But and the 10 folks were pretty much all Free Staters and New Hampshire natives that support liberty. So it was a great event. I got a lot of honks, a lot of support. There's the occasional thumbs down, the occasional somebody flipping you the bird. But there was...
who are those people? We love taxes!
Yeah,
who are these people?
Far more support for the anti-tax message up here in New Hampshire than there was down in Florida, I can tell you that. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Talk Live. You dial in, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Maybe you want to share your experience from the tea parties today. The earlier caller was not exactly raving about it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, a broadband version, dial-up, and a webcam version of the show, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Let's continue and talk to Jason in Michigan. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, guys. I just got back from a tea party here in Michigan.
How was it?
It was great. I liked it. I hope the activism doesn't end here. I hope that there's another tea party next April 15th.
Well, I wouldn't really consider. wait a year between your activism. I wouldn't really consider
heavy. I'm not saying wait a year. I'm just saying I hope that it's a recurring event. That it doesn't just go back into the dustbin of history or something.
Right.
As one time when people. Got out in the parks and protested,
Well, it seems, based on what the other caller said and based on my speculation before, that odds are that if the Republicans win, then you can expect to see the tea parties to go away, because they seem to have been Republican recruiting events and very little else. But what was your experience?
It was really favorable. There was lots of different flags there. I saw one flag, I think is called the first Navy Jack or something. It was a red and white striped, and it had the snake on it, and it says, yeah. "Don't tread on me." And then there was another one on a yellow background with a rattlesnake on it. It says, "Don't tread on me." Those flags were all over the place there.
Mm, that's good.
And there was also lots of showing by the Campaign for Liberty people there. They mm-hmm. were handing out lots of flyers and different things. There was people waving Libertarian Party signs and Ron Paul signs. It was really cool.
Great. So you did not get the feeling that this was a Republican powwow. This was an event to essentially promote the Republican candidates in the area. You didn't get that impression?
Well, there was Republican candidates from the area, but I actually recognized one of them as one of the guys who was up there giving a speech for the crowd as being, well, you know, I would call him like a libertarian with the Republican label. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
He's like
sure.
a Ron Paul type guy.
Okay.
On the state level, he's not a national politician, but I recognized him there. So I mean, while there was some Republican politicians that showed up there probably and people who were supporting that message, I think that there was also a pretty good showing by the kind of libertarian crowd. So I thought that was good.
Great. That's fantastic. Anything else you wanted to share?
No. I wish I brought my camera. There was tons of people who showed up there. It was probably the biggest political gathering I've ever seen.
Great. And like you said, I hope this continues on and that this is rolled into some other form of activism and they don't wait a year to do more. I don't know what they're going to do next, if anything, and I guess only time will tell. But who knows, man? Maybe some people had some successful outreach today. Maybe the Free State Project members got out there and flyered the crowds, and maybe we'll get some, you know, an influx of Free Staters out of this. Anything's possible. Maybe Free Talk Live will bring some new listeners on board. So it could be a net. It could very well be a net positive. So mixed reviews so far, and I thank you for calling in tonight. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Chris in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live, Chris.
Hey, and just wanted to kind of report on the Tea Party I went to today. I was at the Boston Common, and you guys had almost kind of scared me away from it because it did seem a little, Republican, I guess, before I had gone there. And I was kind of looking after that, and I couldn't find it. I'm an ethnic Republican, so maybe a couple of years ago I would have liked more Republicanism there. But, for the past couple of years, I've gone more Libertarian. And it really, really wasn't like that. Everybody was pretty equally angry at both parties. And we don't really have much of a Republican Party here anyway in Massachusetts. So, surprisingly, I thought we were being set up by this, like a Fox guy doing a live shot for the news.
Mm-hmm.
And, his questions were pretty much geared towards, getting the message out there that, this wasn't really a partisan thing. It should have been an anti-partisan thing instead of even a non-partisan thing. Throw all of them out and, get the government smaller.
Well, great. If my predictions were incorrect about this, then I'm happy to be wrong in this case. I mean, it still sounds like kind of a mixed bag depending on where in the country you were at.
Yeah, I can understand that totally.
Being in Boston, you're saying, there's not much of a Republican Party there to begin with. So,
well, they did elect Romney as governor a while back, but he isn't really Republican anyway.
No, he's the guy that started Romney Care.
Yeah.
Right? So, great, good news. So what else did you experience today? Any good conversations? Were Free State Project flyers being passed around? What else did you observe?
I was there for maybe only an hour, but I guess my observation was, I'm not sure how this gets us anywhere. And that's actually one of my big thoughts, is how do we really get something anywhere? So I've been doing activism, education, outreach for the past 3 years now with the Appleseed mm-hmm. Project. And I could really kind of see at the end of a weekend of doing that, where we teach people how to, shoot rifles, improve their marksmanship, teach them about, the revolution, really see people's eyes open up and understand more than they understood. And maybe they go out and, in a kind of free market way, whatever they want to work on. We don't tell them what to go work on, but people go work on whatever they're going to work on with a new sense of vigor. So I don't really know how kind of standing in front of the State House that doesn't listen to us anyway and kind of yelling at them. I don't really see how that brings us anywhere. I hope it does.
I share your concerns
I don't see the same kind of, I don't see the same kind of result.
I absolutely share your concerns, and it's one of my biggest critiques of a protest. I mean, not to say I won't involve myself in them. I was out there waving signs too today.
Definitely.
You know, it's when you're out there doing an anti-tax protest, it's fun because you're getting that message out in front of people, and you're hearing what people you're hearing how they respond. You're getting honks. You're getting kind of a boost, I guess, to your ego, I suppose, for lack of a better term. You're getting a boost from the people that are around you, unless you're getting all thumbs downs and people flipping you the bird, which we didn't get today. I would say it was 90%+ positive as far as the response that we got today here in Keene, New Hampshire. But generally, I share your concerns with protests. I find that they are relatively ineffective. I think that the best thing that can come out of events like this is networking. I think that that's my observation, having been to a number of them. I've been on both sides. I've been to peace protests. I've been to anti-tax protests. I've been to them all. And I think the best part about it is the networking. So you get to meet people that you hadn't previously met. You get to talk to people that you haven't previously talked with. And there's a possibility that you can bring some of those folks a few steps closer to liberty. Then that's good. If there's a possibility that you can get some flyers into people's hands and they're actually going to read them later on about Liberty, about Free State Project, Free Talk Live, whatever it is that your message is you're getting out there, you can get that message to a few new people if you attend one of these events. And I think that's good, and I think that might make attending them worthwhile, but as far as anything changing after a protest, there are very few instances that I'm aware of in history where anything like that has ever happened. There was one, I think it was Tennessee, where some talk show host really whipped up the locals in the Tennessee area to converge upon the Tennessee State House. And I think they actually had rifles and pitchforks and things like that. And they were literally like going to bust in the windows essentially the representatives were scared. And so they did not pass a tax, like an income tax that they were looking at passing as a result of this outpouring. So I think
where
you can.
This?
I believe it was Tennessee.
Yeah, that's. I remember something like that myself.
It was years ago. I think it was like the beginning of this decade. But there are not very many examples of that you can really point to where you can really say, wow, here's this tangible outcome from this protest. Usually it's just a bunch of people getting together and, you know, slapping each other on the back. And I think there's some value to that, just not a whole lot. I'm glad you had a good time today. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Share your experiences. What was it like for you? Was it a disaster? A Republican, a shameless Republican promoting event? Or was it something where people were really talking about freedom, secession, getting out of the federal government, liberty? What was your experience? Or bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon. coupon box, and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock a genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to bring up whatever's on your mind is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy, they probably sell it. They've got dozens of categories, plus even used items. So if you need to save a few extra bucks, do it through amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter through that link, we get a cut. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's change gears away from this Tea Party stuff to talk about what the government is busily doing while everyone else is out protesting. Mark, they raided some old ladies recently.
Well, when you say the government, it's not like it's the whole government. It's just a little bitty part of it. But
this tyranny goes on all over the place. So even this was maybe a local government that
This is kind of special to Pennsylvania. There's been a couple of stories coming out of there as far as the food police go, and it's going on. So Rochester, Pennsylvania, on the first day of Lent, an elderly female parishioner of St. Cecilia Catholic Church began unwrapping pies at the church. That's when the trouble started. A state inspector for the annual checkup on the church's kitchen spied the desserts. And after it was determined that the pies were home-baked, the inspector decreed,
oh boy,
they shall not be sold.
Is that a licensed kitchen they were baked in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone was devastated, said Josie Reed, a 69-year-old former teacher known for her pumpkin and berry pies. You know, I think this might be it. When the state comes for your pie, like, that might be the time to pick up the guns and start shooting.
I don't know about that.
Man, you're talking about pie here.
That could be the breaking point, Ian.
You're not going to get me to advocate continuing the cycle of violence. I'm pretty much beyond that point. I understand that this is very frustrating, but I just don't think It's what?
It's pie, though. I mean, that's
it
that's,
is pie. It's pretty serious. So I think that maybe pie in the face of a politician would be okay. I know that's violent too, but it's not like hurting. There's nothing that's going to permanently harm the politician. I would be okay with that. A pie in the face.
Yeah, but you know, in future history books, you might even hear about the pie rebellion of 2009, and it could be significant.
Well, I think that rebellion is fine if what we're talking about is a nonviolent, peaceful rebellion of people just saying, screw you, we're going to bake our pies and sell them anyway. I think that'd be fine, but going
for
and killing the inspectors, I don't think is a very good solution.
I don't know.
Agreed.
I mean, you could drive someone mad by messing with their pie, is all I'm saying. There's a line in the sand, and for a lot of people, me included, it's pie.
Yeah. Okay, Mark. That's good.
Sold for a dollar.
I'm glad that line's finally been crossed for you.
Sold for a dollar a slice.
So you're going to stop paying property taxes now?
I don't live in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Homemade pies have always been part of the Lenten fish fry dinners. St. Cecilia's located in the tiny...
So if you had the line, it would have been crossed had you lived in Pennsylvania.
I would have at the very least have moved to New Hampshire at this point.
So for me, it's pancakes.
Pennsylvania in the sound of my voice, your pies aren't safe. You might as well move to New Hampshire.
Mm.
All right.
Located. This could happen anywhere, though. There are laws. I don't know why you said this is specific to Pennsylvania, because there are laws against creating products in kitchens, in home kitchens, and selling them in
a lot of
places.
Pennsylvania has been guilty in the recent past of a lot of food police work.
Mm-hmm. This is where they're raiding the Amish people, too, right?
This is where the Mennonite guy has been raided for selling raw milk, and they're hassling the crap out of people across the state for... Well, eating and living the way they want to eat and live.
Illegal cooking.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So anyway, small dinners are held in the church basements and other venues across the country this time of year. The problem is the pies are illegal in Pennsylvania under the state's food safety code. Facilities that provide food at four or more events in a year require at least a temporary eating and drinking license, and food has to be prepared.
An eating and drinking license. The whole idea that there even is such a thing should be a red alert to somebody. Like, oh my God, the government has taxed and licensed the act of eating and drinking, two of the most basic things that you need to do in order to sustain your life. They are licensing it. If you don't have their license, you can't serve food to people.
We'll die.
Yeah, it's absolutely nuts. I used to work sort of work at a church. I worked at a radio station that was housed in a church, and they would get these. They would have this like clam bake and barbecue thing on a regular basis, and they would have to get a license to serve beer, which is strange, even that a church is serving beer.
Hey, now Jesus would have gotten licenses, wouldn't he?
I guess he would have rendered under Caesar what is Caesar's.
Obviously, it wasn't a Baptist church.
No, it wasn't. It was an Anglican church.
Could you dance there, too?
I did.
So what else happened in the story here? The inspector was there to inspect their kitchen at the church, but the pies weren't made in that kitchen?
That's correct. They were inspecting, the church was, obviously, these little 60 and 70-year-old ladies that are making the pies for this church function that are going to be sold at $1 a slice in order to raise money for the church.
What type of instruments and equipment they use to inspect all of these illegal food items?
They asked.
They don't do anything.
They don't test anything.
Right. You can't stick a thermometer in a pie and determine what kitchen it was made in. They asked the old ladies, all right, Gertrude, where was this pie made? And of course,
my house.
Right. Yeah. No, they're just nice old ladies. Of course, they're going to answer honestly, right? Of course, they're going to let the inspector in, which is their first mistake, by the way, letting the bureaucrat through the doors in the first place.
What's the church going to do?
Keep doing their business and not ask permission. That's the problem here. The problem is people have gotten into this obedient mindset.
In this circumstance, you lie to the bureaucrat. That's all.
You lie to them?
You lie to him. I mean, that's all you can do. You have to let him in, because otherwise they're going to shut your whole church down, or at least the food purveying portion.
What if you bring a bunch of church parishioners in there and cuff yourself to the
all
equipment.
That hassle for nothing. Yeah. You lie to the bureaucrat. We made them here, sir.
Well, I guess if you like to lie to people, then that's
he doesn't deserve the truth. He works for the government.
He doesn't deserve
to
be lied
to. He works for a violent, dangerous organization.
Would you lie to a rapist?
He has to be lied to the day that he got hired.
Yeah, a lot of kids are taught that it's okay. It's not good to lie unless it's a bad person who's going to hurt you.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. I mean,
if somebody says, hey, how much money's in your wallet? Do you tell them?
If you lie to the feds.
None of your frickin' business.
Well, you can, saying none of your business isn't lying, and omitting an answer isn't lying. All I'm saying is if you lied to the feds, they'd bring you up on lying charges. That's all. Just be careful when you're telling lies. That's all.
Yeah.
Look out.
Good point.
I was misinformed. Sorry.
Okay.
I don't know.
I smelled the pies when I came in. I thought that they had been baked here. My mistake.
Yeah, I think they were baked here. Possible they were baked
here. No, I would answer indubitably to the inspector unless it was brought up to my attention
then later.
Somehow proved otherwise, which is highly unlikely.
Yeah, I just, I see where you're coming from.
You just want everybody to
disobey.
You do. Yeah. I know
because
you do.
That's what'll stop this.
I understand, but people
lying
aren't going to do it.
Lying won't stop it. It'll just prevent them from maybe attacking you that one time, but then they're going to go down the street and they're
going to
hassle somebody
else. If you're going to disobey,
move
for the Free State Project.
They're probably going to want to take the pies home themselves and eat them, and if enough people disobey, these bureaucrats will just explode from too much pie.
If enough people disobey, they'll explode?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Well, if they go to a church and they harass them, what do they want? Sometimes they just want to take the pies home themselves, don't they?
That's a very real possibility. But if you're disobeying, you won't allow the bureaucrat in the first place.
Right. I don't know.
Who are you again?
I'd have slapped down a $10 bill and taken that pie and said, thank you very much and screw you, pal. But I wasn't there, and I can't do it. And, I don't know what it's going to take. Obviously, well, I mean, they're going after pie, and people want to stand
up. Are there
charges
here? What's going on?
There aren't charges. They shut them down.
They shut the pie sale down, but they didn't shut the church down.
No.
Okay, so they didn't pull the license to the kitchen?
Well, the church hasn't done anything wrong when, the bureaucrat comes in and says, you can't sell that pie, mm-hmm. and they don't sell that pie.
I see. So they weren't punished for selling the pie already, and he's
ruined the Lent festivities and this fundraising thing that the church has had for years and years and years. And
no one's ever gotten sick.
Nope.
Josie has to eat her own pie now.
That's a sad story.
It is a sad story. It's sick, it's disgusting, and there's just not much that can be done about it.
It's just yet another example of an overreaching, overzealous government.
Yep.
But the problem came in, and now the term overreaching suggests that there's some reach that the government could do that would be okay and appropriate, but there is not. And it was as I've said before, it was the first bit of obedience followed by every other bit of obedience that people would bow down to these bureaucrats whenever they were making whatever demands they're making. The fact that people obeyed in the past and continued to obey has empowered them to continue to create new laws, new regulations, hire new bureaucrats to come in and invade your personal business or your church activities or your personal life and make all sorts of demands, completely arbitrary, make all of these demands upon you, and you'll go ahead and jump through those hoops. And that's why I'm saying if you are sick and tired of it, follow Mark's advice. Get up here to New Hampshire and start saying no to these people because that's all that's going to stop this. Hour 3 is coming up.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.